Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and God bless. This is Evangelist Faye, and it's Monday, June the 1st, 2020. New month and a new beginning of the week. God bless each and every one of you guys. I pray that you're doing well. My topic today is find strength. And that's finding strength in God. Amen. Amen. What does it mean to be strong? Does it mean physical power, prowess, or control over others? God has given us many kinds of strength, but the most important is the strength that comes from having a steadfast faith and resilient spirit. With a foundation that is unshakable, we can then withstand any obstacle, challenge, or situation that comes our way. I put two scriptures up, Leviticus 8:12, and he poured the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. To be anointed in God's love is to be made into a powerful force for good. Be strong and go forward, spreading light and love, for the world needs both now more than ever. You know, sometimes you might want to throw in the towel, but you know, you don't do that. You always come to God and you say, Lord God, I'm about to throw in the towel. I can't go on without your strength to get me over the edge into the light again. Help me remember why I chose these goals and dreams to begin with. God, help me strong to finish. Strengthen me, Lord Jesus. My confidence is fading fast. Whenever I try to do things on my own strength, I mess up. So I'm learning my lesson. I need your help. I understand that there's no magic wand here. Your strength won't enable me to walk through walls unless we're talking about walls of my own prejudice or fears. Help us to face many challenges, attempt bold things, restore long strained relationships. God, I know you're a God of love. God, I love this world for better or worse, and I choose to fight for what is good in it every single day. To sit on the sidelines and fret about this and fret about that and all that's wrong with the world, the stronger and the more productive tactic through it is to take the world for what it is, the good, the bad, and make a conscious choice to love it and be actively engaged. Find what is good in it and cling to that. Fight to make the rest of it better. If we just sit on the sidelines and fret, we are part of the problem instead of being part of the solution. Amen. Amen. I had another scripture, Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth of the womb, I sanctified thee. So, you know, it's amazing. Even before your birth, God instilled in you a strong spirit and an indomitable will to be a bright shining light in the world. Turn the light on and shine. Let loose the joyful spirit that is you. I'm going to leave this short thing. I am strong as an ox, brave as a lion, and bold as a steer. God's spirit within gives me the strength to move mountains and the courage to go the distance when others have given up. I am powerful in his presence. This is Evangelist Faye. My word of encouragement, faith ministry, and I call this a ministry because it is words of encouragement. I pray for those that are sick and shut in, those that cannot go out and worship the Lord. I pray for those that has difficulties forgiving, because first you have to forgive yourself before you can forgive others. And I'm just saying this, hey, you either choose God's word as the righteous word, or you just choose a layman's word. It's your choice. But I choose God's word, and I'm going to continue to follow in his step. And there's nothing you can do about it. I love you guys, and I hope and pray that you do come back and listen to Words of Faith Encouragement. I thank you. God bless you. Until the next word tomorrow, peace be with you. Keep walking in the Lord. And never, ever let anyone stray you off the right path. Amen. Amen. Until next, God is love. Amen.